The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays, 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
And it's a Monday, so we've got a Monday mailbag.
We do have a Monday mailbag. Every week we go through the emails we get, drive@jacarandafm.com. Divan is today's mailbag. Do you want to hear it?
That's a blue.
Hi, Robin Ross. I suspect something's going on under my nose. I can't prove it, but I need some help. I've got a friend. Whenever we go out, he conveniently forgets his wallet. He doesn't have data to tap his phone when it comes to paying for movies or drinks or whatever. It always happens just when we pay, and he promises to get me next time, but he never does. He's got a good job. We go way back, and I don't want to start a fight, but I feel like I'm seeing a pattern. What can I do? Love, Divan.
Okay. You know what? He used a term in the mail as well that we didn't cover because I just Google what it is.
Yeah.
Broke fishing.
What is broke fishing? Is that what's going on here?
Yes.
What is broke?
I suspect there's some broke fishing happening in this friendship.
Verduidelik hierdie woord wat ek nog nooit gehoor het nie.
So you know catfishing?
Yeah, when you're pretending to be someone you're not.
So, daar slaan jy die spyker op die kop, Rob Forbes. Broke fishing is when you are pretending to be under-resourced financially, when in fact you are not. So of jy is iemand wat budget tot die laaste cent en ander mense moet liever hulle geld spandeer as wat jy jou geld spandeer, of jy is net iemand wat you want to just, you know, hold on to that bag.
So I could pay for my own dinner.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to. I'm going to tell you that I can't and let you pay.
Yes.
Sounds rude to me.
But this is why I said, ek het gesê, hier is 'n ding wat vriendskappe kan breek. Want imagine nou, die heel tyd, dit is dieselfde mens, daar's altyd 'n issue, dan moet mense dalk, en dit maak eintlik nie saak nie, maar mense wat dalk nie so wel af of soveel geld het as hierdie persoon nie, moet nou die heel tyd cover, of het nou tip is, of het nou 'n duur restaurant, of even if it's going to one of the fast food places, and like, you guys just decide as a group, en die persoon het nooit geld nie.
Ek sê vir jou wat, if we'd been friends for a couple of years, and I got most of the rounds, and all of a sudden you arrived in a new Porsche, I'd be like, hey, maar wat van al die aande wat ek betaal het?
Dat?
Wat? Oe nie, ek het net my derde huis gekoop. Excuse me?
Exactly. More properties, more car. Ooh, that Porsche is looking like a large number of tequilas that I have paid for.
Yeah.
Nee. So, I just, shame, Divan. Ek kry jou baie jammer, en jou hart is in die regte plek. First of all, because he keeps covering the friend, but it moet ook, there's got to come a point where you actually go, listen, this is going to ruin the friendship because I'm over it.
If someone says, listen, I forgot my wallet, I'll get you next time, best know you'll remind them next time.
Yeah.
At the start of the afternoon or the evening out.
Yeah.
So as long as by me tafel sit, by the way, tonight's on you.
But soms vat het 2 of 3 keer. That you've got to go, okay, maybe the wallet was forgotten. Then the second time there was no data. Die derde keer, stop playing with me. I am not the one.
Don't
I'm not the one.
Play with Roz.
And money. We're all going through it, man. Like, it's not, life is not easy. Life is not cheap. Nou wil jy 'n free ride kom kry op my geld? No ways.
But what if this bras just broke?
Then say so. Remember we had that thing where, what was the thing? Loud budgeting. Where you will say, luister, ek kan nie kom nie, ek kan dit nie bekostig nie. Then don't come.
Fair enough, I suppose.
You know, this is the opposite of that now.
Yeah, don't come with the, I forgot.
Especially
rather tell me, listen, I've got budget for 2 drinks tonight. And then if I'm having a good time and I want to stay for more, then I can decide, no, don't worry, I've got you after that.
Thank you.
Then we're okay.
So I went for breakfast with a friend of mine yesterday. And normally when we go, we will split the bill. But she said, I've got you, you get the next one. So die volgende breakfast, there's not going to be a fight of whose bullet.
Yeah.
It's my turn.
0848500942. It's the WhatsApp line this afternoon. Have you ever had the experience of someone making you pay the whole time? Holding out like they haven't got money?
Yeah.
Dan sit daar geld in die account.
Reeds.
En hulle sê nie vir jou nie. Is that a thing that people do?
I believe there are people that do this.
I'd like to think better of human beings. Divan sent us a message saying one of his friends is always conveniently forgetting the wallets, doesn't have his phone to tap.
Yeah.
Betaal nie vir goed nie. And Divan wants to know, is this normal or am I being taken advantage of?
Yeah.
Basically.
I fully believe Divan is being taken advantage of. Want hy sê ook, die vriend het 'n rarig goeie werk en, you know, daar's nie rarig finansiële probleme nie.
Ja, so why are you not chipping in?
Yes, and then we learned about broke fishing.
It's the new word we've learned today when you're just pretending you haven't got cash, but actually you do.
Mm.
You're just hoping other people are going to pay for you.
Ek sê met min of meer dieselfde situasie. My vriendin, soos hulle gaan uit, hulle doen lekker goed. Hulle was nou Australië toe en alles, maar elke liewe keer dan vra sy my soos vir geld en hulle sukkel so baie dan sê ek soos ek kan nie Australië toe gaan nie. Ek kan nie lekker gaan kuier nie. Ek bly Desember by die huis. Ek werk my gat af. Waar kry jy die geld? Soos, is dit my geld wat jy by my leen? Want ek wil dan saam gaan.
Shannon makes a good point.
Ja, dis die minste wat hulle kan doen. Nat sê vir ons, ek het 'n single vriendin wat dieselfde doen. Dalk moet ons die twee by mekaar kry, dan kry hulle hulle eie medisyne. So Nadia wants to hook Divan's friend up with her single friend that doesn't pay also and conveniently always has an excuse when it comes to, you know, paying when it's time to pay.
Hi Rob Ross, with regards to this guy with his broke fishing, whatever you call it, if he's got no data to tap, why don't just send him a quick data top up or 500 megs for 20 rand? Surely it's cheaper than paying for the bill, because he can tap his own phone then.
I think we need to clarify something here. You don't need data to tap your phone.
No.
Your phone works even if it's not connected to the internet, my bro. That tap is there.
That bank, they're already ready for you to pay up.
Yeah, but Louis, you make good points. Maybe just call him out on it. I think that's the important thing there.
Hi, Ross and Rob. So I have in-laws that since me and my husband got married, never had money. But when it's time to go out or anything, it's always, please, please help me, help me. But when they go out on their own, then apparently there's always money. So it got to an extent where I said, you know what? It's enough now. No more helping. So, soos hulle sê, nou is die beursie toe.
Yeah.
And luckily, well, in the beginning it was a fight, but luckily my husband supports me in this now. So charity starts at home.
Here, Kim.
Yeah. Jeff say when they go out next time, Divan must ask his friend up front to say that he's paying for the meal. And then if he comes again with a forgotten wallet, time to find a new friend.
Yes.
So maklik soos dit. Maar dit is nie eintlik so maklik soos dit nie, want mense is in jou lewe vir 'n rede. En as jy wil uithang met iemand, jy geniet hulle geselskap en jy geniet wat hulle na die vriendskap toe bring, behalwe die geld wat hulle nooit bring nie.
Do you have a friend where you pick up the bill most of the time?
No.
Not.
Do you?
I there are some peeps I hang out with where I'm always curious to be like, "Ach, don't worry, I've got this one."
Why is that?
Because I don't know, because I've had a good time.
And is it because you know that financially they are not in as a
no,
position
they absolutely
to...
can. I'll just get it anyway.
Are you trying to impress them?
No. It's, I don't know, is it just a charitable thing? There are some people where, you know, if you and I go out for a couple of drinks on like a Friday afternoon after work, we haven't seen each other in 3 months. En ons sit ons gesels lekker. The end of the evening, I'll be like, don't worry about it, I got it.
But why is it always you?
I don't know.
See, I don't like that. Like, jou vrygewigheid, it shouldn't be a given. It
Maybe I need
be,
to go and rethink my life.
I think so. I think you need to go and relook at this friendship and go, okay, Alice, I'll take baie keen with my uitgegaan. And we always have a good time, but my wallet always comes out first. Of my ding, tap, kom altijd eerste uit.
No, I think as long as you don't feel like you're being taken advantage of. Yeah. Nobody likes that feeling.
No.
You get?
And obviously Divan is feeling that way because otherwise he wouldn't have written to us.
That's a very good point. Divan, I think you must just have a chat, my bro. That's what most of the people on the WhatsApp line have been saying.
Awkward.
Just be like, yo, up front. As Jeff suggested, you know, up front, be like, yo.
It's your turn.
We're splitting this one today. You owe me one from last time, etc. Just call it out in the beginning and then have the conversation if needs be.
Yeah.
The last thing you want to do is find out that they got money. They're just being stingy.
But if it's that, the friendship is over. Ek sal nie met so 'n persoon kan vriende wees nie. Of ek nou 'n great tyd het met jou, elke keer wat ons uitgaan, if you are actually being stingy, sorry, I don't need that in my life.